The effect obtained by using a finite sequence of addition, subtraction, multiplication, division, and taking n through starting with elements of no. Prove that there exists a radical extension. Obtained by using a finite sequence of addition, subtraction, multiplication, division, and taking nth roots. No, assume such that sequence of prove that there exists a radical extension such that is always radical. Prove that there exists a radical extension. Now assume.
Thank you. This is an issue that everybody, people haven't thought about it. So I looked into it. She said, if this irritates you, don't you? I started to work full time on this issue. I don't really do this professionally. I do this as advocate. Just like people trying to work with water pollution can use less of it. It saves energy too. All the public money for placements shouldn't be robbed of all the stars. There is no reason why. We just had a Honda dealership open up, and it's a miniature celestial city. It's a spaceship or something come down to Earth, brighter and brighter. It's amazing. It's not better. No reason. The world to exist. They don't realize that they don't to be. They want to attract. People don't feel safer when they have brighter lights. Feel safe. They don't have glare. Increases the fear of crime. Not actual crime. It is. Not just saving energy, $4.5 billion a year. And of course, it results in 40 million tons of carbon dioxide an hour. The health implications, asthma, it would just make such a big difference. It's not rocket science, folks. It's a really simple solution to get your head around. You know, Long Island is
Spido red 90, but the GPS says 86. The last few months, especially when it was cold, I have wanted this all to be over. In fact, I have said on numerous occasions, I am over this thing.
Do the opposite of what you think will work.
This time, there will be no route.
Thank you. flagship gasifier powering a small cogen unit, providing roughly 30 kilowatts per hour of electricity and enough feed to use to heat 10,000 gallons of water. For tilapia aquaponics, similar to what Growing Power of Milwaukee is doing, to that end, I spend a lot of my free time researching the myriad aspects of that system. Of late, I am focusing on working the fuel source into the site plan. My thoughts are beginning to coalesce around using willows on a short rotation. Coppice plan. The willows would then be chipped or pelletized for use in the gasifier.
Other city civilizations that have done the same. I guess there is nothing new under the sun. Although I think this article was interesting, I was disappointed with this portion for comparison. Philadelphia covers 135 square miles, while Phoenix sprawls across more than 500 square miles, not including the huge suburbs. Each has about 1.5 million residents in the city limits. What is the relevance of city limits? The urban area of Angkor Wat was determined through a physical analysis of the area, not by looking at some line someone drew on a map for political purposes. They claim they've chosen to use a similar criteria when examining Philadelphia and Phoenix. They would have noticed that Phoenix is 3,799 square miles, is more dense than Philadelphia, is 5,017,000 square miles, 3,600 versus 2,800 square miles, respectively. First off, it is hard to compare to cities separated by hundreds of years in time. Moreover, it's probably true that Angkor Wat did not have a distinct line designating it. Well, certainly it's hard to compare the cities based on limits alone. How can you compare a city to other metropolitan areas? Angkor Wat is not a metropolitan area because it had one nucleus, people surrounding suburbs and cities, etc. It seems really unfair to compare it to population densities of metropolitan areas. The author of this article used city limits to justify what Angkor Wat really was. They compared it such to cities that are expanding. It's a personal problem. It was a city, not a metropolis. In any case, I don't think it's possible that our cities today will suffer the same fate as we have better technologies and at least a general awareness of what sprawl is and can do. The article about this I read in the LA Times says the city covered 115 square miles, not 400. Additionally, this was a pre-industrial city where most residents were cultivating within the urban context, which by definition would require more space per household. In many ways, I found the example similar to the Spanish urbanization found in the New World construction around the laws of the 80s. There certainly none of these settlements reach the scale of Angkor. The similarities being the use of small irrigation canals that extend the riparian area and which are integrated into an urban fabric of streets. Although the physical form was urban, the economy was agriculturally based. Just one more reason why it is not particularly constructed to compare this to contemporary cities that clearly separate agricultural uses to outside the urban fabric. Does anyone know how many lived in ancient Rome, Jerusalem, or Constantinople a couple thousand years ago? I'd like to see how they would compare with modern urban cities. I just did a little quick research, and apparently Rome in the 200 to 300s AD had about 500,000 people. The Aurelian Wall was constructed around the city, encompassing a total area of just 5 square miles. It's just hard to imagine how dense it was in Caesar Augustus's time when it held 1 to 2,100,000 people per square mile in Rome. That's pretty interesting. I don't know too much about Roman history, but it seems Rome was much more successful than Angkor Wat according to ancient standards theory.
factor creating Rome's success in anger. What's failure was that the population density in Rome was greater. Why did this create Rome's success? The blue outer anger was this repopulated empire. That maybe the author should have compared anger was destructive. The sprawling city to Rome's greater success is a density. I don't know the history, so don't hang up on me. But from what we have here, it sounds like a better argument than comparing ancient cities to contemporary cities. This is getting pretty interesting. I know some others will chime in. Ancient Rome was actually pretty advanced and had many things that we in modern times believe didn't ever exist until the last 200 years. Either way, they didn't even have the first computer in a sense. So I'm sure the advanced nature of Rome contributed to its success. Keep in mind as well that one third of Rome's citizens were slaves, which would be about 300,000 to 700,000 people. They would have probably been in more cramped quarters. I find it kind of interesting that cities with mid-rise to lower high-rise buildings can have population densities far above even that of Manhattan. How do you tell how dense a city is? I have absolutely no idea. I look at this place and I think there could be 1 million, 2 million, 3 million, 4 million. Who knows? How can you tell? It seems not too hard to tell the difference between, say, 3 million and maybe 10 million. But a million is a lot of people. What is the tipping point where suddenly you can tell that a place is just dense versus really, really super mega super dense?
Machines will do all the work anyway.
The reduction in the work necessary for production resulting from extensive automation will create a need for a leisure
fun is not subversive.
So. Hybrids to the Baker aircraft, powered by a typical 100 horsepower to the Baker engine, wings detached for storage.
So, detailed map. Way too.
Father of the flying car sported three wings that spanned 40 feet, 12.2 meters, four-bladed propeller, the rear of the car.
Stop.
Massive
sedan
equipped with a detachable airplane unit.
Digging.
A plane for the road. It took only 5 minutes to convert the plane into a car.
Dig in for the night. Blam, 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 blam. Blam, 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 blam. Blam, 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 but blam. Blam, 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 blam.
British military flying saucer-like vehicle would move troops to the battlefield. Designed to drive, fly, and then drive again without interruption. Covered with a fiberglass shell, cruised at 120 miles per hour, 193 kilometers per hour in the air.
Well, I guess one of those things that is sort of my downfall, is that I won't change. You know, everything progresses, doesn't it? Because it does. Everything progresses, you know, it changes, and it's a shame.
ultimate downfall.
That's right. Yeah.
Delay.
Putting underneath my
constitutional rights.
Maybe you want to call it
no
strum.
More delay.
Okay, let's call it strum. Bass player, you were right.
Delay.
You were right. You were right. You were right. I just came up with that song now. I don't know what I was thinking of. I'm the loudest voice you've ever seen. Take off your shirt and yell something. I'm the loudest voice you've ever seen. You know when someone makes it look easy, you don't think about it. I'm the loudest voice you've ever seen. Take off your shirt and yell something. I'm the loudest voice you've ever seen. You know when someone makes it look easy, you don't think about it.
The third outer layer is analogous to the siding on a house, some sort of
totally impermeable plasticized or rubberized material.
Mammalia end of the spectrum. Waterproof points of interest and so forth. A hand-drawn map. Approximate distances. Rough dim stream summits and ridge lines. Waterproof sandwich baggie. Oh, it might be a photocopy of a map. Just one area of limited size, complete and detailed like the commercial ones. Popular parks and areas brought to topography.
The way to mitigate that is to keep a bungee cord with you, which is long enough to use as a waist belt to keep
the poncho wrapped into your midsection. Rubber glue and Velcro or metal snap-ons can fix that.
And with a bungee belt, you can create real steam box. If the weather is not merciful on me, I believe I'm prepared for wilderness activities.
If you are in a position to return simply by reversing the sequence of travel and direction, use a sequence of landmarks, convoluted paved roads, many dirt, gravel, forest roads. Basic types of land ownership. Some of the lettering is very small.
Branches and thorns walking through dense vegetation that is wet. Cotton pants are to be avoided. Some have zippers, quick dry pants.
Depends upon your size, physical condition, whether you are held captive in the penitentiaries of the institutions of a decaying system. Substitute soft drinks or sports drinks. Mark on it with an arrow. Take water bladders that facilitate drinking through a plastic tube and then move.
Nothing's happening. Now's the time for the flares or the fires.
This type of system is a big improvement. The point to which you're going, the destination, implying nature's purity. The general route you intend to follow. Wild cattle, human beings, mining operations, and so forth. The approximate straight line distances, good clean city water, which is our destination. My stress and anxiety is mixed with an excitement in my belly that I haven't felt. After that, there is no set itinerary. Since I was a kid and for the first time in a really long time, I find myself very about happy.
It as you found it.
Focus on my inner thoughts. Cattle and wild animals, footprints and trampled vegetation, powdery residue, dead vegetation, discolored water or areas with dang lot about you. Well, I would describe it as anarchistic.
Sterilize it by boiling filtration or iodine. Additive boiling water is the best. What direction is the water flowing?
Several blades and tools, because when you really need one, you really, 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 so make a habit of carrying a knife.
Sewn seams will leak water.
Good. Nothing about philosophy or India, sir. Personally, I prefer 3 or 4 slices of plain white bread and maybe some nuts or a candy bar.
Rarely go in straight lines.
Curves and switchbacks, sunglasses and sunscreen, sunglasses,
an extra shirt, sweater or jacket,
a $6 poncho, paper newspapers that have been crumpled, hydrophobic or hydro t-shirt,
t-shirts and long johns, polyester and polypropylene. You won't usually find underwear,
pants, headgear, cans, bottles, stone, small rocks,
types of clothing. Bright
orange vest during hunting season. Quick dry pants.
Googles for wind protection.
Caffeine tablets.
Paper bags, food wrappings. If you wear glasses, make sure the goggles will fit over them. Shirts, trousers, and a hat.
Dry wood shavings. Perhaps from a mechanical pencil sharpener.
That's a
motorcycle. Helmet.
Don't have the desire to cause trouble or anything, but I think what they did to me was a kind of humiliation, and a small kind of humiliation. They're going to look at your picture and your name and your face. And your picture are all supposed to go together?
I won't wear Dockers. I refuse to wear such things.
Here again, we have to guard ourselves against the alternatives of ordinary usage.
Yes, I have grown sideburns approximately to here. My hair is exceedingly long. I have grown a goatee. And I have grown a mustache.
Yes. It was a room similar to this. Similar kind of wall-to-wall bourgeois. Rugs and neon lights. I don't know what you mean by today's people. No, I was not that ballsy. I believe everyone's destiny unfolds as it is meant to.
There, what do you got me on? That's fine. I can't lead my life or me. I don't belong to any organizations. I don't know.
Would you put the helmet on,
I believe he was wearing blue jeans or work clothes, as I would describe them. Some of them were just standing there in a position like this.
That is quite okay.
Now
that is not responsible.
About
2/3 of the public feels alienated.
It is a metaphor. Fight. Fist fight.
What I enjoy doing is sprinkling the garden. Curious how all such everyday occupations are affected by one's political awareness.
It is a metaphor.
Why else should one mind about the possibility of some part of the garden getting neglected? The little plant over there might not get enough or get less. That old tree might
now
get neglected because it looks so strong.
Happening.
Weed or not, anything that is green needs water.
And
one discovers so much green in the soil once one starts watering.
Now things will start happening.
We would block cars driving down the street. We would block people coming and going in and out of buildings. We would stop people from walking down the street. We would run through stores. We would smash windows and generally try and shut the loop down.
I object to this informality.
Rigid by folding skeleton, much like an umbrella to allow the envelope to retain its shape.
It's always
requiring internal air pressurization. To have a bicycle
sometimes
that can drive in traffic as needed through town and not lose momentum through stoplights and be able to jump up in speed. As needed, you would have a GPS unit that knows your route and can learn where hills and stoplights are and make sure that you have enough power to get you to your destination. You can also program in whether or not you will be able to charge at your destination. So if you're going to the store, you can input that you will need to get there and back.
I made a movie.
You would schedule your charging time, and it would know that you need to reserve power. That way you can get home ASAP, and you will have a full charge.
Don't tell me what I know. I know
Flies
what the document
low.
Is, because I am a student,
I
hope,
well, I
of
had
English.
Cowboy boots and brown pants, and a shirt, and a gray felt ranger cowboy
tonight, and
type
I had a
hat.
Look around
down
their website.
My eyes like
I think this will come to be rowdy, but not sure when I will get to ride in
picking
it.
Picking off the topmost leaf
so
from
what can I do
a particular tree. We should,
to pass.
In fact, have a leaderless society. I had every intention of riding my bike to work this morning. In spite of the howling wind,
how did the cigarette suddenly appear in his hand, if you know?
And
I don't
swirling
know.
Snow and sleet.
It suddenly is there, is that what you're saying?
Occasional
complete
jerk face.
Darkness.
In fact, they lived in the 17th century.
Far greater maneuverability, particularly for hovering, than any previous.
Only to be handed
the occasional jerk face.
The first mile, the wind was blowing not only rain,
effect.
But dirt from the field. It was difficult to ride in a straight line, but I came to the turn in the 1 mile point and had to try to ride into the wind. I didn't even have time to try and shift gears.
Like
I was standing
solder.
Still. So I turned around and rode with the wind long enough to get into the lowest hill, climbing
something
gear, but it was no
like
use.
Liquid solder.
So I get off the bike and try
something that looked
to
like
walk.
Liquid solder.
I still could not see and decided that I would be very late if I attempted to win this one. So I rode home,
something
a very
that
easy
looked
thing
like
to do with the
solder.
Wind at my back, and drove to work.
I arrived at the finish line about 2 hours after the start and proceeded to the VIP tent buffet to gorge myself on free shrimp.
A man who survived a
the convention of death.
Heart
the
attack crossed the finish line.
Programmed like IBM
sound it
cards.
Must have had in the era before Bacon.
Do you recall how you were dressed?